Track 8, a simple reminder that we can all make a difference. From a gifted flint on Holme Beach to decades of conservation work, our columnist reflects on how small moments can spark lasting change for Norfolk's wildlife.
I can't remember when I first joined Norfolk Naturalist Trust, as we were known until 1994, though I do know that my membership was a Christmas present from my parents. Perhaps it was Christmas 1987, as that was the year I began to visit clay marshes each week with my school Natural History Club. I clearly remember joining Norfolk Wildlife Trust as staff, though. It was March 2008. I had just come home from 10 years in Amazonia. When my first NWT assignment took me to Holme Dunes, on a day of howling, icy wind, to teach Year 7 students from an inner London school, I remember wondering what on earth I had done. At the end of that day, as school buses prepared to leave, a charismatic lad, aged no more than 12 but seeming older, came up to me and handed me a stone. "This is for you," he said, "to thank you." That stone, a flint, was near identical to hundreds of thousands of others on Holme Beach. But by this simple act, it was made unique. I have it still on the windowsill above my desk, where it reminds me daily that what we do at Norfolk Wildlife Trust is important. In the 18 years since then, I have always, in some capacity, worked with NWT. I have guided thousands of people around our reserves, given hundreds of talks, led hundreds of workshops, and written hundreds of thousands of words on our work. I have censused endangered speedwells, raised large marsh grasshoppers for release, and campaigned for our environment. Throughout, I have been inspired by a round grey stone on the windowsill above my desk. For the stone on my windowsill reminds me that we can make a difference for people and for nature. It reminds me of the countless young people who experience wildness for the first time on our reserves. It reminds me of the talent and dedication of my many colleagues at Norfolk Wildlife Trust. It reminds me of the changes for the better we can make, and we do make, every day. In March this year, I visited the farm we recently purchased at Wood Norton. As much of the land here was farmed until last autumn, it held little life apart from common annual plants. Even the meadows along the beck had been laced with nitrate fertilizer and held barely anything but ryegrass. Despite all this, I saw signs of hope. On the heavily canalized banks of the beck, there were clumps of brooklime, water figwort, primrose, and meadowsweet, tenacious reminders of a flora all but lost, a flora we promised to help recover. Even a modest patch of mouse-ear hawkweed had somehow escaped the spray boom and will one day seed across recovering grassland. Elsewhere, a tiny wood on the edge of the farm was carpeted with dog's mercury and the hopeful shoots of bluebells. In our care, they too will be encouraged to spread. I wish I could be alive in 100 years' time to witness what our Wood Norton land has become by then. It is enough, however, to be filled with hope for its future. To me, this new reserve represents three things. The first is simple: 140 hectares of mid-Norfolk land that will be held forever in our care. They will lock carbon in the ground, feed billions of worms, allow fungal mycelia to reach the land, rewriting the ancient earth-deep story of this place. The second is that Wood Norton lies between Swanton Greatwood and Foxleywood, Norfolk's two most significant remnants of ancient woodland. In our care, the reserve will become a stepping stone in the landscape for these precious places' rarest species to mix and meet and share their genes. And the third thing, of course, is that our reserve at Wood Norton is not ours alone, but also yours. Another link in the chain of connection between Norfolk people and our wondrous wildlife heritage. A few days later, on a morning of sharp spring sunshine, I visited Broadland Country Park, which has just come into the management of Norfolk Wildlife Trust. This remnant stretch of heathland, natural birch woodland and conifer plantation is already hugely important for local people, giving them access to birdsong, butterflies, and the sound of winter wind through the trees. With our recent purchase of Druray Wood, just to the south, the reserve will almost double in size. Together with Sotchill Broad, which we acquired last year, these new reserves represent a 10% increase in the Norfolk land we protect for wildlife and for people. For, as with Broadland Country Park, and, one day in the future, our land at Wood Norton, the addition of Sotchill to our network of reserves means far better access to nature for you. As we celebrate a century of our existence, we are at work for wildlife everywhere across our county. With our help, 50 farm ponds were restored in Norfolk last year. Ice Age pingos were brought back to life at Mere Farm, next to Thompson Common. Ospreys bred in Norfolk on our Ranworth Broad Reserve for the first time in recorded history. And our membership passed 41,000 people. That's 41,000 voices for nature, for wild places, and for the environment in Norfolk. 18 years ago, a young lad gave me a stone on Home Beach to thank me for sharing nature with his class. Weighing it in my hand today, it reminds me of all that has passed since and has been achieved for wildlife in our county. It reminds me of my tireless NWT colleagues, and of you, our friends and our supporters. It gives me hope for a future in which wildlife is bountiful, diverse and treasured across Norfolk once again. And it reminds me why I chose to stay on a cold, wind-harried beach. Why, after all these years, I still love Norfolk Wildlife Trust.